Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is punk rock all the way from Sweden, my friend, TVI. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called TVI. Now, we played a lot of their last album that came out a few years ago now. And we've just had the new album through. It's called Mytho Man. That was a track called DNA. It's one of but 31 songs on the album.
Wow.
All short, all great, all punk rock, all catchy as hell, all brilliant. Make sure you check them out. Best way to do that is go to their website, which is
tvi.se.
It is good, Tony. That's the first one in 9 you've got right. If you carry over from last week's show, The website is tvi.se, and you can find out all about the new album there and listen to some of the tracks, etc. Strongly recommend downloading it. Really, really good. And thank you to Matt and the rest of them for sending that through, because I was really pleased. I'm really pleased when emails come through from bands who have enjoyed playing on the show before. And you just find out they're still going and they've got some more material for us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a joke for you, Tom.
Okay.
This has come through from guess who? Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. He knows a lot of jokes, Glumbongo. If you've got an idea for a joke for us, or you'd just like to send through an old shaggy dog story or whatever that you've heard, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did, and here goes. Now, this is from 2 or 3 weeks ago as well, so there's some not ancient news, but anyway. Sorry to hear you've been in the wars. Hope you're better, Paul. Yeah, I'm all good, thanks. Last week, police raided my local brothel where my friend Annie works and took all the girls outside and lined them up. Suddenly, Annie's grandma came by. Grandma asked, "Why are you standing in line, dear?" Not willing to let her grandma know what she does for a living, Annie told her the police were giving out free oranges and she was just queuing up for some. "Lovely," said Grandma. "I think I'll get some for myself." And she joined the back of the line. A copper was going down the line asking for information from all the prostitutes. When he got to Grandma, he was well surprised. "Wow, still going at it at your age? How'd you do it, old girl?" Grandma replied, "It's easy, dear. I just take my dentures out, rip the skin back and suck them dry." Thank you very much, Glumbongo. So, the next track we're going to play this week, Tom, is one of 4 tracks that have come through from Slovenly. And hello to Bazooka Joe and everyone at Slovenly for helping us out this week. They sent 4 through. Now, Slovenly are best known for being, shall we say, a bit out there and going down the garage punk road and the freaky stuff road, so expect 4 big banging tracks from them this week. We've got some madness coming up later on. The Anomalies are from Amsterdam and are widely regarded as one of the best, not only Dutch rock and roll bands, but European rock and roll bands in the world. And their stage shows are one hell of a party, let me tell you, Tony.
Excellent.
And this is the first of 4 tracks played from 4 new EPs that have come out via Slovenly this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Anomalies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheAnomalies?
No, facebook.com/the.anomalies. A-N-O-M-A-L-Y-S. Paulie being in step one, Tony one, and this is No More. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Anomalies, but no more. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Get in touch, get involved. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page. As I say, leave us a comment. We haven't got many, because obviously there's not been a lot of time between this and last week's show, but Freddie Johnson's been in touch.
Yeah, something went on this afternoon, Tony.
Something went on this afternoon?
Something went on this afternoon. With me and Fred. There's been some conversation.
Oh, yes, yes. There's been a long conversation.
Yes.
So he says, so, I'm walking around and listening to the latest show, enjoying the more metalish music, and then I hear Tony's been...
That's pure fluke, really. We've just happened to have a lot of metal bands approach us recently.
Yeah. It was quite rocky and metally last week, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Then I hear Tony's been to the Hollywood Babylon show. You lucky fucking bastard. I listened to all Kevin Smith podcasts, so I would have wanted to be able to see it live. I'm jealous. You replied, he's got nothing on Punky. Frederick Johnson, well, he kind of does, like 10 movies. And it's pictures, not sounds, you say. We've got 9 years of uniting fans and bands across the lands.
I'll stand by this conversation, by the way.
Yes, it's... yeah. He's kind of good at making sounds too. Freddie comes back 5 different podcasts a week, plus going around doing it live. And you do say that you're in danger of being banned from listening to us if you carry on this kind of dribble. And I bet he's never flown you over any kind of shower gel.
Exactly. Tony, I'll let it get personal.
Yeah, no, he's a fine point. And he says he sells you a pizza, but you say you owe him nothing.
I know, because ultimately nobody owes us anything.
Nah. No, we do. We do it for the love.
So anyway, how was that thing then you went to?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. I dragged Steph to it.
Right.
And she's not a big fan. And it was all a bit weird. It is weird watching two guys sat down on a stage talking, recording a podcast, and everyone watching them like a rock star kind of thing. And lots
It's just disciples, isn't it?
I think that's very much... Everyone was, like, with their merchandise T-shirts and just hanging on every word, and it was very weird at times.
Yeah,
it's got very... Yeah, disciple is the right word for it.
Yeah. It's basically... It's going to listen talk about things because you like them doing something else?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Anyway, you fell for it.
I am a fan of, I put it myself, but I'm not a disciple, but I'm a fan, and I listen to the podcast. I enjoyed it, but there is a weird factor to it.
Just think, if it had been me and you there, playing brilliant music.
Exactly. Well,
that would have been great.
We did come away, when Steph says, so basically it's like what you and Paul did. Well, yeah. it's a formatted radio show on a podcast, and people watch it. Yeah.
But do they play music?
No.
Right, so it's not like we do.
Not like what we do.
It's only half as good as what we do.
It's the talking bit.
They do the talking bit, we do That's the it. Talking bit. But our show is not the talking bit. Our show is about the fucking music. And here's the proof. Right now, the Tuesday Club, Dolly Dynamite.
Sorry, Dave, how does this go again? Is it like...
Dazzling Dolly Dynamite. Sweet, explosive, cool and bright. Chicest of the chic at night. Live the days in darkness. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Blender, bender, sex machine. Love to swim in submarines. Strangey, rangy, cool and clean. The birthday papa princess. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Gorgeous Sadie Bontefleur. Angel of the pencil skirt. Squeeze it so tight, mad her. Germanic granite temptress. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Puffle Queen. Oh, got glass and windoline. She was the cutest on the scene. The nation's treasured heiress. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Dolly Dynamite.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
He peaked after Moretz. that was a track called Dolly Dynamite. Now, we've played this track before. This is from the Vaults, technically, but the Tuesday Club have, for the month of July, declared themselves a download festival of their own. So once a week, you get a free Tuesday Club track, and that is this week's one. The best way to find out about them is go via their Reverb Nation page, which is
reverbnation.com/the Tuesday Club.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, Paulie B and the Internet One, and as I say, you can get some of their tracks free at present.
Cool.
So make sure you visit that site. It might just send you to another, it might send you to SoundCloud to actually get them, but that, as I looked through the various websites they got, that's the one that's got loads of information about everything they do. So check that out, and thank you very much to Manila PR for alerting us to this situation.
Cool.
Yes. Did you do anything last week?
aside from the Kevin Smith thing, it's then been, because that was Sunday night and we're recording this Tuesday, so now it's been pretty much watching the football, watched the German match last night, and that was stressful.
Steph was there.
Yeah. It was 0-0 until, well, no, it was 1-1, wasn't it? 0-0, then 1-1, and oh.
Yeah.
No, it was 1-0, wasn't it?
It was 1-0.
2-1 at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, stressful match to watch. But enjoyable.
Right.
But how did you go? How was Sunday?
Brilliant. On Sunday night, I did this thing in Tring where I went and did four gigs in the same night in four different pubs. And Tring's a small place, you know. Mm. Anyway, it's been part of this thing called the Tringe, which is the Tring Fringe, which goes on for 3.5 weeks. And it's actually brilliant. They have loads and loads of comedy shows on. And this thing's really well organised because each comic, I'm including myself here, but each professional headlining comic, because you kind of headline each section, so it's a bit weird how it works out. But you have three new acts on with you that provide 5 minutes each, so each section, then you only have to do 10 minutes each one, so it's great. So three acts do 5 minutes each. There's a compere at each thing, but it means that anyone who buys a ticket to any one of those pubs sees 20 comedians in a night.
Wow.
Hang on, they see 17.
Right, okay.
17 comedians in a night. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the tickets are like £8 or something. It's just a brilliant thing. And they put us in, I had a great time, and they put us in a place called Pendley Manor, which, for the hotel, it was me and Silky and Gavin Webster and Arthur Smith. And they've got peacocks in it, Tony.
Are they?
Yeah, and they've got albino peacocks in it as well.
Oh.
I've never seen a white peacock before.
No.
And this bloke, the next day, this old bloke, I was sat having a cup of coffee with Silky and Arthur Smith on Monday morning. And this bloke looks out and he says, old fella, he says to me, "Hey, look at that white." He said, "Are the white ones the females?" No, they're called peacocks. Yeah. Peahens. Peahens are the females and they're little brown things. He goes, "Well, why don't they dress up?" Why don't they dress up like the men do? I said, "I don't know, man. I guess we're fairly unique in the world that we've managed to make it, human beings have managed to make it, that women have to go to the trouble. Because nearly every other way, for the female of the species, the fuck's in the bag, isn't it?"
Yeah.
And the blokes have to go for it. You look at all of them. You look at, it's the male lion that leaves his hair doing, isn't it? You know, wherever you go, it's nearly always the male is the one who has to dress up. I hadn't thought about this before.
Yeah, that's true.
It's normally the male, and in that, and certainly peacocks are peahens. Peahens are boring. If I was a peacock, I'd be gay.
Right. There's a statement for you.
It's not a sentence I ever thought I'd use before, but it's like the women go to no trouble whatsoever, and the men really dress up.
Yeah.
There you go. There's just
that's peacocks.
You won't hear that on any fucking Kevin fucking Smith bollocks. I bet he's never ever said in his life, "If I was a peacock, I'd be gay." So you listen there right now, Frederick bloody Johnson from Linköping. This doesn't end here. Right, we've got two songs in a row now, Tone.
Okay.
Both coming via Slovenly, they're ridiculous. The first song is going to take you down a road, and the second one is going to make you veer off it into a ditch. That is how I'm going to describe them. The first one's by a band called Useless Eaters. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/UselessEaters?
No, facebook.com/Pages/Useless-Eaters/18500433154319. And why is that, Tony?
That's their default URL.
That's their default URL. Listen out for Puff and Identitätsverlust after you've heard this from Useless Eaters. Paulie the Internet 2, Tony 2, Dungeon.
Now you're back.
The Pigskin Bus.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's possibly one of the most ridiculous songs we've ever played. That was Puff, a German band who sing in German, as you probably guessed. And the track's called Identitätsverlust or Identitätsverlust or Identitätsverlust. I don't know how you say it, but anyway, it's that. It's a thing. It happened. It's via Slovenly. You want to get into Slovenly Records. They've got great music. What is Puff's, it's P-U-F-F, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/puffband.
No, now you're getting good at German now, so you'll be able to translate this, I'm sure. It's facebook.com/ Das Leben ist dein Puff.
I love the Puff or something.
Is it I love the Puff or Puff. Your lover is a Puff? Think about it, Puff rather than Puff. It's weird, isn't it? Your lover is a Puff. That might mean your lover is a powder puff thing that you make your face nice with. I'm going to leave this one alone. After the peacock conversation, this has become a very camp middle. Anyway, point is, probably been in at 3. Tony 2, got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar in a heterosexual way.
Peacocks. Yes.
Have I gone?
Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. It's still what it was for the time being. Do support it if you can. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. There is a petition you can find. Sign it, support the 12 bar, and stop it being moved and demolished or whatever they're going to, or whatever the fuck they're going to do with it. Also go there. This weekend, there's nothing on Thursday or Sunday, so I'm looking to do Friday or Saturday.
Let's do that.
This Friday, Cole, Blues Ghosts, Zonderlings, The Graphic, Brett M Trio and more. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
£6.
It is £6, yes. Brilliant. And Saturday, Prowler, Protect Your Neck, Dogfight, DCA, Victimised. It's a Ruction Records night.
We've enjoyed Protect Your Neck.
Protect
before,
Your
we?
Neck.
Yeah. I think we can safely say that's going to be pretty heavy.
I think so.
Yeah.
Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is £6.
66?
66.
A long way down the road.
It's a long way.
The Beast won't even know they live there.
No.
Yeah. Which is an ideal opportunity to next time you get the opportunity to go round and egg the Beast's house. Being you're 300 ounces down, I'll get a lift down there.
Yeah.
Or go down on the back of a scooter. and do a drive-by egging on the beast. There's actually quite a lot on this weekend, Tone.
Yeah? Because
there's also Sonisphere this weekend, isn't there? Which is, which is the 4th and 5th. And that's got the headline bands for that are The Prodigy on the Friday, a bit oddly, Prodigy Friday night, Iron Maiden Saturday, Metallica Sunday.
Blimey.
Let's see what sort of a mess Metallica make of it this time. So that's on this weekend. And I'll talk about what I'm doing this weekend in a little while. And right now, Tone, that concludes. Have we already sung it?
Yep.
No, we haven't. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
Heterosexual Peacocks. And now, speaking of a little bit of metal, this band, actually, they've been described as punk. I think they're definitely the hardcore end of punk, and I would go as far as to say the metal end of punk. They've got a new album out, the band called Circle of Rage. We haven't played them before. They came through direct to my email saying, "Oi, do you want to play this?" And I went, "Yes, I do." I had a listen to it. They've got a load of great songs this album, but I'll be honest with you, I had a quick listen to it, couldn't decide what to play, so I picked the one with my favourite title.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is Circle of Rage is website?
CircleofRage.com?
No, CircleofRage.co.uk. Yeah. Paulie B and the internet for Tony 2. Ha ha. And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
Fear does not exist in this dojo. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
From metal breeds metal. We've now got a bit of Destroy the Evidence underneath us. Nice one. So what are you doing this week? Anything?
No, not really. Lots of work post-holiday. Right. The usual. What are you up to?
Well, just before I mention my shows, this week is the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in Spain. I've hardly mentioned it this week. This year, simply because I'm not going. Brilliant lineups. You've got the Sonics and Kink. It's got a lot of my favourite bands on it this one. It would have been a brilliant year to go. But until the Germans and God between them sort out this confounded situation with Easter, They keep pushing it back a week and I can't go because it'd been last weekend. I could have gone, but I've got my shows this weekend. Right. Anyway, I hope everyone at the Psychopathy meeting has a truly fantastic time. I'm sure you will. Try and stay alive because I'm planning to go next year regardless, and I expect to see you all fit and ready. This weekend I've got my comedy shows in Hitchin and Letchworth. On Friday and Saturday night, they feature Pierre Hollins and Mandy Knight, actually two of the best comics on the circuit. Mandy is my favourite, not only female comedian, but comedian in the world, and I'm lucky to have them both this weekend.
Cool.
It's going to be really, really brilliant. Find out more about them, lastminutecomedy.com. Both shows, doors 7:30 a.m, gig starts 8 a.m, Christ, 7:30 p.m, gig starts 8:30 p.m, 10 quid to get in, 8 quid to members. As I say, more information, lastminutecomedy.com. I'm going to try my best not to get a pasting either night. That is what's happening this week. It's lots, isn't it?
It
so
is.
You've got Stonisphere, you got me. If you're in Spain, you have to be in northern Spain, get up to Pineda and go and see that. It's just brilliant. That's the place I would like to be the most right now.
Yeah, well, good music, great weather. What's not to like?
So far, I've only had 1 year. In fact, the last time I went, when there were even a couple of goals, Argentina have scored with 2 minutes of extra time to go. That's just completely spawning. Come on, Switzerland. I take that all back. We're making this in real time and you're listening to us live as we happen on the internet. And your podcatcher. Anyway, that's depressed me. I'm going to play the next song.
Okay.
This is another one from Slovenly, and enjoy this as you have the rest, I hope. This is the MVPs and Amok Time. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You watch Argentina now. They'll just defend. Right, that was a track called Amok Time by the MVPs who have come by Slovenly Records. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMVPs.
It is indeed. Tony 3, Paulie Venus Net 4, far closer than last week when I would remind you, 8-0 thrashing.
Yeah.
Have you got a track for us?
I don't.
Oh no, you're going to have to once again demonstrate individual thought.
That's not going to happen. Yes, if you do have your twat, I do need them. We've had a good couple of runs, a good couple of weeks of twattage.
We have had a bit of twat, haven't we, recently?
We have, yeah, I can't complain, but now it's run out, I shall revert to complaining. please do email me. It's very easy. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and a reason. It could be a person, it could be a company, it could be somebody you know, it could be somebody you've just seen. Something must happen in your life.
Sorry, if you just heard me go, oh, that, yes. That was a really good Swiss chance right at the end of this game. Oh, he had a post! Oh, Switzerland. It's Canada Day, of course, today. I shouldn't really be going, oh, Canada.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Canada Day. But, oh, Switzerland, he had a post, and then it came back to him and he fell over the ball. Oh, you crazy Swiss.
Yeah. Well, they said they were playing for penalties, so maybe, yeah.
There's more holes in one of their cheese than there are in their attack. Sorry. Anyway, you were talking about twats. I've got one for you.
Okay.
That Swiss striker. Sorry. Anyway.
No. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I do need them. Keep them coming. As I say, email all twats you with thanks. I respond to all emails. So get in touch.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd have had a couple of World Cup twats, but maybe everyone's just, they can't decide which one to nominate.
It's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Thing.
Yeah, there's been a few. I know. How has he not been mentioned?
I don't know. Everyone else had a go at him. Oh, no one.
And even when he finally publicly apologised yesterday, he said something words to the effect of, I would like to apologise to my colleague, Cellini, for... After our collision, he was the victim of a bite.
Yeah, it was the worst apology in the world.
He didn't even say sorry, I bit him. And it turns out he's probably... And Switzerland's keeper... Oh, no. Oh, it's all right. Switzerland's keeper is playing up front now. They haven't got a goalkeeper.
Right.
They've got 40 seconds left. They've got no goalkeeper. All an Argentinian has to do is get the ball and boot it. And it's two. He's gone for it. Is it in? No, he's missed. Ha! See, Argentina can't even hit an open goal. And they're going to go through this tournament. Oh, trying to be mad. Sorry, I'll stop talking about football.
No,
so yeah, Suarez. Should we just say, basically, for being who he is, Luis Suarez
is a twat.
I know, there should normally be more information than that, but I can't bring myself to say it.
He's well publicised. But apology was...
Yeah,
awful.
I don't think we're the first people to say this. Right.
Yes. That's it, really.
That is it, really. Okay, one last track this week. And you know what? I'm really happy about this as well. This is Death Party UK, who are Trev and Dark Lord and Nightbreed.
Oh, okay.
They're his offshoot band. You know, I threatened to play something last week.
Yeah.
Well, I got it sent through. I really like them. I don't know. They've got everything for me, Death Party UK. Because it's really kind of quite psychobilly what they're doing. But it's also got, you know, obvious punk undertones and all this big goth element. They're kind of goth punkabilly.
Nice.
They're gunkabilly. That's what I'm calling them. I'm calling Death Party UK gunkabilly. And Death Party and Trev, if you're listening and you needed a way to describe your band, that's it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, if you bear in mind that Trev, as you know, the Dark Lord of the Nightbreed, he has been internet savvy before the internet existed, and you know, website after website, and he was a music technology teacher and all that sort of thing. What do you think the Facebook page is?
facebook.com/deathpartyuk. It's not there, is it?
No, facebook.com/pages/death-party-uk/1812751786178411?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
He hasn't said default URL.
I haven't said default URL. Oh, come on, Dark Lord. Anyway, they're absolutely brilliant, and here's the proof. This is Bo Diddley. We'll be right back. that's about it. I'll tell you what, leave that in so people understand that I can't actually speak. That's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Why not just remind them, Tony, about the internet stations that carry this show?
Yes, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and finally we're on Radio Andra. It's radio, A-N-D-R-A, .se. All good stations, do give them a go.
Yes, do indeed. And I hope to see some of you at my shows this weekend. If not, and you're going to Sonisphere, enjoy that. If not, and you are at the Psychic Bully meeting in Pineda de Mar, hope you have a great time. If not, if you're hanging about with Kevin Bloody Smith, perhaps you could say, why don't you play some records, mate? Make it interesting. And if you are called Frederick Johnson, and it is Frederick Johnson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Fred, and you are in Linköping, you'll have a good long hard look at yourself, despite the fact you smell nice and probably looking very well groomed because of all that lovely original sauce tea tree and mint shower gel I sent you. It's not available in Sweden, and I had to buy it at the airport because they wouldn't let me take more than 100 mils through in the first place. I've had something, I've had my Marmite confiscated before, but that really took the biscuit. Anyway, that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo. No more ranting, Paul. Poo.